This is Mistress Delia of FemFabulous.com. I hope you've been following my makeup tips series so that you can look your absolute very best in makeup. Today's episode here, and you can find them all at sissyville.com, focuses on cheeks and lips. This is the third segment. In the first, we discussed foundation, and in the second, concealer. Cheeks and lips are really important when taking that next step with makeup. You want to make sure that you choose the right color for your cheeks, and you can do this a few ways. First, and this is the way that I really like best, exercise a little bit so that you have that nice healthy glow to your face and that slight blush. Then go to your drugstore, and while it's still there, match a blush that's closest to that natural blush you have. Alternately, you can match your lipstick to a blush color that you just love. Or, you can actually match your blush color to the natural color of your lips. Any of these three ways will work. That was cheeks. Let's talk lips. One thing that I think is very important that people often don't use is a good lip liner. If you're using a lip liner, I actually like to use mine and just line my lips and then fill them in, sort of like a coloring book, and then just use a clear or sheer frosty gloss over them. It's a great look. But if you're looking for a real tube of lipstick, make sure that you're looking for the right color. Go based on your skin tone. If you've got a lighter complexion, choose tones and lipsticks that have pinks in them, because that's very flattering to lighter skin. If you have a darker complexion, go with more earthy tones. You can even get away with some of those really, really, really rough, on me, reds. One thing that's important here, too, is exfoliating your lips. You can often find exfoliating lip treatments right where they sell lipstick, and use them maybe once a week to keep your lips nice and soft and, dare I say, kissable. Now, once you use an exfoliating lip treatment, you're going to want a lip balm, preferably one that's enriched and has some good vitamins in it. That will keep your lips just kissably smooth. And that's it for today's lesson. I hope that you are really getting the most out of your makeup tips. If you have some other questions that haven't been covered, feel free to call me at 800-601-6975 and check out FemFabulous.com for the entire series.